أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد. وإذ قال لقمان لبنيه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. ووصي الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديه إلي المصير. وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا بني إنها إن تك مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأت بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير.
Be thankful to Allah Ta'ala, and whoever he is grateful, then he does so for his own good. One who is ungrateful, Allah Ta'ala is free of all wants and worthy of all praise. And behold, Uthman alayhi salam said to his son in the course of advising him, "My dear son, join not partners with Allah for shirk. Joining partners in worship with Allah is the worst form." And we have commanded mankind about his parents. His mother to bear him in weakness upon weakness, and in 2 years was his weaning. Be grateful to me and to your parents. To me is your return. Indeed, if they strive and force you to join up with me in worship things that you have no knowledge of, then do not obey them, but accompany them in this life with kindness and follow the path of the one that turns towards me. The end to me is your end, and to me is your return, and I will tell you the truth of all that you did. And my dear son, if the deed were the weight of a mustard seed, and then concealed in a rock, or anywhere else in the heavens or the earth, Allah Ta'ala will bring it forth. For Allah Ta'ala knows the finest of mysteries, and He is fully aware, fully acquainted. This is the who pertaining to the advisors of Hazrat Uthman alayhi salam. He was the nephew of Ayyub alayhi salam. And at birth, he had features of a black man, a flat nose, and a thick lip, short in height. Someone had come to the Muhaddis, the Alim of the time, Atha ibn Abi Rabah, being black in complexion, felt low of himself. Atha ibn Abi Rabah advised him, "There's no need for you to think low of yourself, think insignificant of yourself. because there were three black people that had served all mankind. One was Bilal ibn Allah, the second was Ja'far radiallahu anhu, and the third being Luqman alayhi salam. He advised people that used to issue fatwas until the period of Dawud alayhi salam. The Dawud alayhi salam was appointed as an adi. He discontinued giving teeny verdicts, saying now there is no need for this when there is a adi in our prisons, and we all need to listen to him. He was offered to choose between prophethood and wisdom, and he replied, if it is the command of my own, that I accept the reward, I accept it. But if it is left to me, to my discretion, then I prefer wisdom. When asked why, so he says that if the reward was placed upon me, without my choice, by the command of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will support me in this mission. But if it is that I am accepting it of my own, the entire burden, responsibility of the reward will be placed upon me, and I may not be able to discharge it thereafter. He had preferred wisdom over the reward. And what is wisdom? What is hikmat? There are several interpretations given, but the most precise and the easy explanation to wisdom is to be able to conduct oneself correctly at the right time, at the right place, at the right thing. To be able to do and say the right thing and the right work at the right time. And this is the very gist, the very essence of hikmat. And then Allah Ta'ala says, "Anishkur lillah." The whole essence of wisdom is to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person had met up Man Islam and told him, "Aren't you that same person that used to be grazing sheep at a certain hill with me?" He said, "Yes, I am the very person." "Well then, what cause should you excel? How come then? You have excelled over other men. He says, "That is true, it works. If you practice the same, then you will also excel like I have excelled. Number one is, I'm always truthful and honest, whatever duty, whatever I say, whatever work I do, I'm honest and truthful. And number two is, I don't engage in things that are not concerned. Whether it is words, whether it is works, but they don't concern me, so I just shun them. These are the two things that I have committed myself to, truthful, truth, honesty, and number two is, I will get myself engaged in rocky things that don't concern. If you practice these two, then you will be also blessed like how I am blessed. People come from far and wide, flock to my gatherings, listen to my words of wisdom." In this verse, Allah speaks about hikmat and wisdom, and then he starts off on Ishkur lillah, what is the very gist, the essence of wisdom, is to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any given time. Sometimes the situation may be a little difficult. It's a difficult experience that we are going through. And because of it being difficult, then we do not know, we don't hear, we don't understand how can it be a blessing of Allah that we need to be thankful under the circumstances. So many times, things being seen from one perspective. And if you're seen from one perspective, you find it to be difficult, you do not know how to manage. But if you have a comprehensive side, you understand that there is a lot of blessing in this intended for you. Just that because of our short-sightedness and our sight not being comprehensive, we cannot see the blessing therein. But in reality, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will bring us to this conclusion that under every circumstance, we need to be grateful and thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Further, the one that is grateful, and he does it so for his own good, it isn't that he's going to be benefiting Allah Ta'ala in any way. He's not going to be doing any good to Allah Ta'ala. Rather, your showing gratitude is for your own good. But remember, the one that is ungrateful, then it is to his peril, to his ruin. Allah Ta'ala is free of all wants and worthy of all praise. Whether you praise him or not, whether you thankful to him or not, he is worthy of all praise. He doesn't need your showing of gratitude or praising him, because he is free of all wants and worthy of all praise at all times.